Praise the Lord, and good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning and welcome to our 29th anniversary celebration service. I'm Deacon Brady, and I'll be co-moderating today with Sister Lorna Oates. Our theme for this year is Restoration in Time of Crisis. Our reference verse comes from Psalms 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. COVID-19 might have temporarily removed us from our place of worship, but it will not stop us today from giving God thanks for all he has done for us throughout this journey. I'll now introduce our praise and worship team as they lead us into worship.
Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. God, we honor you. We lift you up, mighty God. You are worthy to be praised. We thank you for the power that we have in your name. In your word, it says that you give us inexpressible joy, full of glory. So we come before you asking that you allow our worship to manifest your presence in our homes and in our hearts, and that the fruit of our worship will be joy, which will then be our strength. I pray, God, that it will just be your power and your love standing tall in us. We need you today and every day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for being a way maker, for working miracles, God. We thank you for who you are. We honor you, Jesus. We honor you today, mighty God. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, you're working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, God, I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you. You are here, manning every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker. Look forward to your promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You wipe away tears. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, you wipe away all fear. You mend the broken heart. You're the answer to it all. Jesus, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. Oh, you are way maker, and you're a promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are here, you're touching every heart. And I worship you, I worship you. You are here, you're meeting every need. I worship you, I worship you. You're here, God, and you're meeting every need, and we worship you, God. We worship you for who you are. Way maker, we worship you. Right now, we just want to give ourselves to God for a quick minute and just hand ourselves over to him today and tell him to have his way. Have your way, Jesus. We pray that you just have your way, God. Have your way over the rest of the service today, God. We acknowledge your presence this morning. Hallelujah, God. We surrender all to you today. Oh, to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender. Humbly at his feet I bow. Worldly pleasures, they're all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. We give it all to you, Jesus, and we ask you to have your way. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you. I now hand over back to Deacon Brady.
Praise God. Praise ye to God. All to Jesus I surrender. That's what we are saying as Christians this morning. As we prepare our minds and hearts for the invocation, I just want you to help me welcome at this time our pastor, Pastor Alvin Newton, as he comes with the invocation. Praise God.
Thank you very much, Deacon Brady. And good morning to everyone. It's a blessed day that we have before us, that we can come in God's presence to worship, to praise, and adore Him, to give Him thanks for the things that He has done, for where He has taken us from, and where He intends to bring us. So let us just pause this moment for prayer. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, our Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Our God and our Father in heaven, we come to You at this special time, this blessed Resurrection Day, a day of victory, a day of triumph. We give You thanks, Lord, for being our help in ages past and for our hope to come. We thank You, Lord, that You have been so good to us. You have helped us in so many ways. And today, Lord, we come to You on this special day when we are celebrating the 29th anniversary of our sanctuary, our church here at 975 Burke Avenue. We give You thanks, Lord, because had it not been for You, we could not have achieved anything. But You have helped us. You have blessed us. You have guided us. Lord, we are cognizant of the word that said, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so we want to acknowledge You, Father, as being the source, as being the helper of everything that has been done today. We pause to give You thanks, Lord, also for the one to whom You have given the vision, our pastor Emeritus, Reverend Livingston Gibbs. You have given him the vision and You have helped him down through the years so that we have this beautiful sanctuary and we are celebrating 29 years of service here in the Bronx. We thank You for him, we thank You for his family and for those who have labored with him down through the years. We give You thanks. We ask Your blessing on this service today, Holy Father. That whatever we do, we will do it as unto the Lord and not unto man. So we invite Your presence, we invite the blessed Holy Spirit to lead, to guide, and to direct in the service today. Bless everyone who will participate, Lord. And at the end, all glory, all praise will be given unto You. Thank You, God, and we ask now that You will lead on, lead us on throughout this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor Newton. Our opening hymn this morning comes to us from hymn number 246 in our hymnal. And its first verse reads like this: Redeem, oh, I love to proclaim it, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem in His infinite mercy, His child forevermore. Praise be to God.
Redeem.
Praise God, we are redeemed, and it's with this confidence and with this hope while we can glorify God in the endeavors, because we know our hope endureth forevermore. Praise be to God. At this time, our Old Testament reading comes to us from Exodus chapter 6, reading from verse 1 through 8, and I introduce Sister Marcia Denson as she reads in our ears.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Reading today is, as he said, from Exodus 6, verse 1 through 8. Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, and to Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say unto the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Verse 8 and last, and I will bring you in unto the land concerning the which I did swear to give it to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an heritage. I am the Lord. Here ended the word of the God's holy word. Amen.
Thanks be to God. My brothers and sisters, on this 29th year of our anniversary celebration, we can say no longer are we bound by the captivity of sin, but we are redeemed by the blood of the Lord. Amen. We love now our first congratulatory greeting and come to you from Reverend George Bardwell.
I was glad when they say unto me, come, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates. Wow, what a blessing. 30 years of existence has brought the church into adulthood. It means that we have grown out of our childhood practices and should be practicing things as adults. It also means that we should reflect on the past with gratitude and see where the Lord has brought us from. As a young adult, we should by now know right from wrong, make wise decisions, put things into place that will impact our future, and they determine the path that will lead us to become outstanding in our Christian development and witness within the community it seeks to serve. We must not forget that we are still growing and we have not yet arrived. As we continue to grow as a church, let us keep our focus on the prayers of the saints, as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 to 19, and I paraphrase, I pray that out of God's glorious riches, he may strengthen the church with power through his Spirit in practice and integrity, so that Christ may dwell at the center of its doings through faith. And I pray that the church, being rooted and established in love, may measure up together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that the church may be full of the measure of all the fullness of God. Today is a great day, moment and time to congratulate the founder, the pastors and the leaders, other Christian workers, the members, the children, visitors, and supporters of the Holiness Christian Church at 975 Burke Avenue for their labor over the years to bring the church thus far. On this, the 29th anniversary of the Holiness Christian Church, may the church continue to be a tower of inspiration as she propagates her Christian witness in the community. May God continue to bless this church and its ministries as she looks forward to the years ahead. God bless you.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Reverend Bardwell. And looking back from where we started, from 3324 Wickham Avenue to Taylor Avenue to 975 Burke, then we moved somewhere on White Plains Road, went to PS 111, and we came back to Burke Avenue. We have traveled this far, but God has kept us to this day when we can say we are celebrating. We could have faded, my brothers and sisters, but God has kept us. Through it all, we have learned to trust him. Through it all, we have learned to depend on his word. So we can celebrate today because the God who took us from the living room is the same God who has placed us now at 975 Burke Avenue. We'll continue our special congratulatory greetings, and come to us now will be Deacon Leon Brown with a special selection plus his greetings. May God bless him as he comes to us.
Let me say a very special good morning to all God's wonderful people. To God be the glory, great things he has done and is still doing. This is a true reflection of the great things that the Lord has done and still doing in the life of this ministry as we gather here to celebrate our 29th anniversary. So on behalf of the men's department, I just want to say that we're very proud to be a part of this celebration. Our prayer is that we will continue to grow and we will continue to do the right thing. This is a time when we should reflect and be very proud of what the Lord has done and still doing in our lives. So let us ask God to continue to walk beside us, lead us and guide us as we continue to do the work and give thanks unto Him. I just want to say a special thanks to all God's wonderful people for their physical, spiritual, and unselfish service throughout the year. Isaiah 62, verse 3 states that you shall also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord and the royal diadem in the hand of God. Let's continue working. We have spent our time searching for you, Lord, knowing your way is not easy to do. But we knew it was you all the while. Oh, and Lord, it is you in every heart. Lord, walk beside us, lead us and guide us, and take all those memories of sinning away. Hold us so close, Lord, so we'll feel your heartbeat, and don't let us wander away. Lead us and guide us along the way, for there was no music until we hear your name. And then a song filled our hearts. Oh, and Lord, you replace those broken parts. Lord, walk beside us, my Lord, lead us and guide us, and take all those memories of sinning away. Hold us so close, Lord, so we'll feel your heartbeat, and don't let us wander away. Lord, walk beside us, my Lord, lead us and guide us, and take all those memories of sinning away. Hold us so close, Lord, so we will feel your heartbeat, and don't let us wander away. Don't let us wander away. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you, Deacon Brown. I now welcome Bishop Dr. Winston Johnson from the New Life Holiness Christian Church as he comes to us with a congratulatory greeting.
Pastor Alvin Newton, members of the clergy, ministers and lay leaders of this church, brothers and sisters, on behalf of the New Life Holiness Christian Ministries, let me take this opportunity to congratulate the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx for another anniversary milestone that they are celebrating today. As you mark another year of service to the Church of God and the community, I want to join the Christian community in wishing the clergy, lay leaders, and brethren of the HCC a happy anniversary and much blessings from the Lord. May the good Lord who causes us to triumph lead you in the next phase of service as you touch lives near and far away, wherever the Lord has purposed you to reach, and may he enlarge your capacity. God bless you abundantly, and happy anniversary.
Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for those kind words. I pray that as God leads us and as we grow, you will also grow in one united front, trying to move the word of God forward. May God continue to bless your ministry. So earlier this morning, I said welcome. And again, I'm going to say welcome one and all. Glad you all could join us today on this special day when we are celebrating 29 years of service to our community. Today, I pause to say thank you to our pastor who is leading the flock at this time, Pastor Alvin Newton. To Reverend Bardwell, who is doing a great job, I say thank you and welcome. To the remainder of our clergy and staff, I say thank you. Our supporters who continue to give to this cause, to the church, I say thank you. And most of all, to our members, I say welcome. Special acknowledgement today goes out to our Bishop Winston Johnson, New Life Christian Church of God. His Eminence, Dr. Noel Gibbs. His Grace, Dr. Noel Gibbs. And His Eminence, Dr. Sidley Mullins. And to our speaker today, Dr. Duane Newton. And most of all, we could not forget our founder, Pastor Livingston Gibbs, who started this work. May God continue to bless you both and to bless all who join with us today as we celebrate this great milestone. God bless you. I now take the privilege and as it is an honor to welcome His Grace, Dr. Bishop Gibbs, as he brings to us a congratulatory message.
My brothers and sisters, I wish to extend my heartiest congratulations to you on this, the 29th anniversary of the witness of the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx and its environs. I salute you on this another significant milestone. I also salute you as one who has been with you from the first day until now, from 3324 Wickham Avenue on to Taylor Avenue, on to the Outreach Baptist Church, on to Burke Avenue, on to Baychester, I believe, on to Baychester Avenue, and right back at Burke Avenue where you are today. I say where you are because I know it's not possible for you to meet at that physical plant. Right now, you are meeting in your home. So that's where we have started many, many years ago. And it's not a very strange thing to meet in the home. The early church used to meet in the home, breaking bread. And Paul, of course, encouraged the Roman brethren to salute the church in their house. So where you are today, it's not strange, it's not new. We have come full circle because of this COVID-19, which is really threatening and taking the lives of so many persons across the world. This COVID-19 has caused radical changes in just about every aspect of our lives. Something we did not prepare for, but it came upon us. And the whole world is now dealing with this pandemic. And of course, we have to hope and pray and work toward that day when this virus will be passed and we'll be able to meet again, we'll be able to socialize again, we'll be able to worship together again in one place. This is our prayer. The theme of your anniversary celebration speaks to the need for a spiritual renewal, a spiritual awakening. It comes against the backdrop of our unfaithfulness in our human relations. It comes against the backdrop of our lying, of our murder, of our deception. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that the time has come now for the church, in light of whatever is happening, to really rise up and say something. The world is concerned now about the opening up of the economies, the business places, so that men and women can get on with their lives from a very physical and economic standpoint. As a church, we need to rise up and encourage persons to respond to what God is saying. The old prophet Nathan wasn't afraid to respond and challenge individuals, including the great King David, when he failed. So on this very special day, wherever you are, in your home, not being able to meet, it is my prayer that you will find strength. You will find the encouragement, you will find the inspiration to allow your faith to grow, allow your faith to be strong, and to seek help, yes, not so much the help from government, although that is important. We need that help, you need that help. Persons are losing their jobs, the unemployment rate is high. So there is a need to seek that help. But it's my prayer that we will not just look to the earthly. We will not just look to our politicians. We will not just look to our employers. But we will look to the one who is able to lead us through this time and to supply all our needs as he has promised, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. So I wish for you today and in the days ahead all the very best as you reflect and as together we seek to keep ourselves safe, as together we seek to look for that better day when we'll be able to meet again and have fellowship. God bless you on this the 29th anniversary of the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Bishop Gibbs. We thank you for those kind words, and may God continue to bless you as you continue to move his work forward. We are blessed this morning to have two moderators, Sister Lana and myself. And now, Sister Lana will lead you in the remainder of this service. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you,
praise
Deacon
God.
Brady. Praise God. These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we are the voice in the desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun at the trumpet's call. Lift your voice, it's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of praise. These are the days of the harvest. The fields are as white in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, at the trumpet's call. Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Good morning. Welcome, brethren, family, friends, well-wishers, to our 29th year anniversary service. I would like to especially welcome Minister Hines and Reverend Smith, and also our eminence, His Eminence, Archbishop Dr. Cindy Mullins. Please, with your heart and your spirit, just give them a warm welcome this morning. Our theme, as was mentioned by my Deacon Brady, is restoration in the time of crisis. The scripture is Psalm 51, verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Truly, we can say and we agree that there is no God like Jehovah. We are celebrating today with thanksgiving for all that the Lord has done for us over these 29 years. We must thank God for our founding pastor, Pastor Emeritus Livingston Gibbs, and his family for all they have done to start and build this ministry. We also thank God for all the members and well-wishers who contributed by their prayers, their labor, and giving monetarily to the growth of this ministry over the years. God is not slack to remember your labor of love. Praise God. Praise God. To God be the glory. So let us all rejoice and be glad for what God has done for us over these 29 years. We will now have a congratulatory greeting on behalf of the Youth Ministry and Sunday School Department. We are thankful, the Youth Department and the Sunday School is truly thankful to God for keeping them, for just covering them and protecting them throughout from day one till now. Our children, a lot of them start out as babies, and now they're all grown people, grown individuals that are taking active roles in the ministry. So there's a lot to give thanks for, and we're thankful to God that he has kept them and he's using them in such a mighty way. At this time, we are going to have our offertory prayer of thanksgiving by Deaconess Lorna Brown.
Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thanks.
we give thee thanks for all you have done. Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, O Lord, that we can always trust in you. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give you this offering today. We ask that you will bless it, and bless those who give today. Bless those who have nothing to give. Lord, we ask that you will bless them also. And may this offering be used for your kingdom and your glory. We ask this all in the powerful name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Deaconess Brown. At this time, I'm going to ask you once more. I know we're in our individual spots, but we can unite because the Spirit is powerful. The Spirit is omnipresent. We can all come together and welcome. Just give a special welcome to our eminent Archbishop, Dr. Sidney Mullins.
Good morning, and praise the Lord. Congratulations to the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. And on behalf of the entire ministerium of the United Fellowship of Christian Churches International, the Mullings Ministries Charitable Corporation, the Dorcas Medical Mission, and the Home Church, the Rugby Deliverance Tabernacle, I wish to acknowledge, recognize, and congratulate Pastor Emeritus, Reverend Livingston Gibbs, and Mrs. Gibbs for the foundation they laid more than 30 years ago. I wish to congratulate Minister Pastor Alvin Newton for his leadership over the past several years. I wish to congratulate the leadership team and all the members and friends of the Holiness Christian Church in the Bronx. 29 years is a long time. And I am sure that over this period, you have developed a better understanding of whom God is and also an understanding of the church and her God-given assignment or purpose. Scriptures teach us the following, that the church exists, firstly, to glorify God, Romans 15:6-9. Secondly, the church exists, and the purpose of the church is to edify herself, Ephesians 4:11. Thirdly, the church exists to evangelize her world, Matthew 28:19. And fourth and finally, the church exists, and her purpose is to enlighten and restrain her community. May I suggest, my sisters and brothers, that by reason of this present COVID situation, some have grown discouraged. Let us encourage them. Some feel like giving up. Let us encourage them. Some feel that their own families have been let down and affected by this situation. Let us encourage our own families. For if there are not families, then there is no church. Let us encourage all the families of faith, the household of faith. And then finally, but by no means less, we should always encourage our leaders, especially our spiritual leaders. So we can conclude that it is a difficult season for everyone. Remember, however, that seasons change. After the difficult period of the flood in Noah's day, God made a resolution. Hear what he says in Genesis 8 and verse 22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx, be firm and resolute, and prepare for your change of season. The season may be long, but as God has promised, seasons change. Let me conclude with a benediction and a blessing from the Apostle Paul. He says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. God bless you, Holiness Christian Church, and congratulations on your 29th. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Sidney Mullins. Thank you for such a warm and wonderful, encouraging greeting. So at this time, moving right along, we are going to sing hymn number 411, Hold the Fort. Oh, my comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing. Victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus signals still. Wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. Celebration today, we now will have our congratulatory greeting by Sister Marlene Gordon on behalf of the Women's Ministry. Please welcome her.
Good morning to all my brethren and listening friends. I must say how pleased I am to be part of this great church. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. The Women's Ministry Department would like to congratulate the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx on our 29th anniversary. We are honored to be a part of this great organization and celebration. We have built on the foundation which was laid, and we endeavor to continue to expand on it for those who will come after us. As we move forward together, let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. He who has begun a good work in us is faithful, for he will complete it. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. We will continue to celebrate the past, transforming the present and impacting the future. We look forward together to have a successful year under God's guidance. Congratulations again, and God bless.
Praise God. Thank you, Sister Marlene. We appreciate it. Praise God. At this time, you're going to be listening to the annual church's report, which will be given to us by our Dr. Nadine Lindsay. Let's welcome her. Praise God.
Thank you, Sister Lorna. Good morning, everyone. This is the annual report for the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. We rejoice in the matchless grace of God and are thankful for another year as we join together in celebration of 29 years in the life of our church. This year, the Holiness Christian Church, as well as the rest of the world, saw many challenges. We were confronted by a pandemic that forced us to move beyond the comfort of the four walls of 975 Burke Avenue to a virtual place of worship. We have been tested and tried, but thanks be to God, we are still standing. We stepped up to the challenge and pursued the Lord's work with resilience and determination. The Sunday School Department has worked diligently to accomplish their goals for 2019. They successfully hosted Vacation Bible School, where students engaged in fun activities such as arts, crafts, and science projects. All children were invited to accept Christ during VBS, and the leaders continue to pray for students and their relationships with God. This department also hosted their annual bake sale, where they sold over 40 cakes. The earnings provided refreshments and decorations for their annual Christmas celebration, Mary's Choice, which was an absolute success. The Sunday School Department plans to continue serving the Lord and win young souls for the kingdom of God. During this past year, we christened over 4 babies. Our baptism service was postponed due to the pandemic, but will be rescheduled when it is safe to do so. The youth department hosted their annual back-to-school bash in August of 2019. This event continues to be a great success. They provided supplies to over 100 children and families in the community, and they also donated supplies to a school in Jamaica, West Indies. The CYO meet weekly via Zoom or Google Meet, play games, and have lively discussions about current events. This department is committed to the spiritual and mental growth of the youth in HCC and the surrounding communities. They strive to equip our youth with the tools needed to be disciples, spread the word, and be an asset to society, empower our youth through the word of God to live a life that is pleasing and acceptable to him, and engage our youth through fellowship and community outreach. The Women's Missionary Ministry continues to share and to serve in building the kingdom of God as they celebrate 28 years. Their annual dinner was held at Eastwood Manor in October 2019 and was filled with fun, fellowship, and giveaways. This ministry visits nursing homes on second and fourth Sundays, where they minister to residents and hand out Bibles and devotional books. Through this effort, many lives are saved. Due to the pandemic, the annual Father's Day event was not possible. However, ladies were assigned to call three or more men and express their love and appreciation on behalf of the ministry. A few men were acknowledged for their outstanding service and contribution to the WMM. The support group continues to support each other and are always available to support those in need. The pantry department was initiated last year. They were instrumental in providing food and clothing to individuals in the church and the surrounding communities on the first Saturday of each month. Although activities were paused due to the pandemic, members of the pantry team continued to collect food and food items and distribute to those in need. The music ministry has shown tremendous improvements this past year. Brother David Miller assumed the role of music director and has been showing much dedication and commitment to this work. The choir and praise and worship teams have shown significant growth, and we feel blessed every time they minister with boldness and deliver with great confidence. The HCC band continues to play and give of themselves in the service of the Lord. Music lessons, drums, and piano taught by Brother Miller are held every Sunday after service for those who are interested. The music ministry pledged to trust in the Lord as they worship Him in the beauty of holiness. The men's department continues to stay on the move, toiling relentlessly to bring men into the fold. They hosted a sing-a-thon in September 2019, which all who attended agreed was a tremendous blessing to them. The men continue to have their very lively discussion night every first Monday of each month. This department recently added a special Bible knowledge session on Monday nights led by Reverend George Bardowell. This effort aims to edify, elevate, and enlighten those who crave the understanding of God's word. The HCC Wellness Team continues to stand by their mission to serve the church and the community by promoting physical and mental health. They have been especially vigilant with providing information that enhances knowledge regarding health and wellness during this challenging time. The weekly health tips have been keenly focused on all aspects of the coronavirus and the path to staying well. The team marked July 2020 as COVID Awareness Month. They implemented initiatives such as access to free testing, including free transportation to the site as needed, assistance to those negatively impacted by the virus, and incentives to the youth to encourage increased awareness. We continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, and indeed no good thing hath the Lord withheld from us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We at HCC are still praising God with one voice. We will trust God for renewed strength, and we will trust in God for renewed hope. May God continue to bless us all.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Dr. Nadine Lindsay, for that report. At this time, I just want to say I personally want to give thanks to God for Pastor Newton and for taking up the mantle of leadership of the Holiness Christian Church. I remember many years ago when he came to our church, and he delivered the message that God is looking for a godly man. Little did he know that he was the man he was speaking about. I just give God thanks for his humility, his humbleness, his determination, his love, for the Lord that he has exhibited in this ministry. I pray that God will continue to keep him, protect him, and provide for him as he continues to lead this ministry. I also thank all my brethren, every single one that has contributed, again, I say, to the ministry. Because the ministry would be nothing without everyone joining together in unity to build so that we can grow in the Lord. Thanks be to God. At this time, I'm going to ask Sister Stacy Ann Miller to come forth. Help me to welcome her as she comes forth to introduce the speaker of today. Thank you.
It's an honor to introduce the speaker for today, Reverend Dr. Duane Newton. Speaker's bio. Reverend Dr. Duane Newton accepted the Lord Jesus as Savior while in church on Christmas Sunday, 1989. From an early age, the hand of the Lord was on his life. He worshiped the Lord through singing, speaking, and playwriting. The Lord taught him the importance of using his talents for his glory. In October 1998, Reverend Dr. Duane Newton married his beautiful wife and powerful woman of God, Anicia Newville. In 2000, the young couple transitioned to the Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. There they joined his father, Reverend Alvin Newton, formerly assistant pastor, and Pastor Livingston Gibbs in ministry service to the brethren in the Bronx community. The two later had three children, DeAndre, Matthew, and Gabrielle. In 2002, Reverend Dr. Duane Newton was ordained as a minister of the gospel. He served faithfully in this capacity for 15 years, meanwhile studying at the Trinity Theological Seminary, TTS, in Brooklyn, New York. In 2015, Reverend Dr. Duane Newton obtained his Bachelor and Master's of Arts degree in theology from TTS. He then continued his educational pursuit and obtained his Doctor of Philosophy degree from TTS in 2017. In December 2017, under the direction of the Lord, Reverend Dr. Duane Newton and his family transitioned from serving in the ministry at HCC full-time to supporting ministries in the Bronx and Westchester County. In 2020, amidst a pandemic, the Lord commissioned Reverend Dr. Duane Newton to establish a new ministry. Thus, he founded Redeeming Life Christian Center, RLCC, in Danbury, Connecticut. Reverend Dr. Duane Newton currently serves as pastor of RLCC and is fully supported by his family and others in his new role. This affirms a scripture which states, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24, verse 15. Please welcome Reverend Dr. Duane Newton as he comes forth with a word from the Lord. Amen.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Stacy Ann Miller, for that introduction. May the Lord continue to bless you. Good morning and congratulations to the Holiness Christian Church for 29 years of service to the Lord and to the community in the Bronx. May the Lord continue to bless and keep you. Before I get any further in what the Lord has laid on my heart to do, I just want to introduce Dr. Marika Neuville, who will present to us a song at this time. Dr. Marika?
Bless the Lord, everyone. Bless the Lord. Good morning, everyone. To God be the glory. When you're up against the struggles that shatters all your dreams, and your hope has been truly crushed by Satan's manifested schemes, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Praise the Lord. He can work through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God in heaven, praise. Praise the Lord. For the chains that seem to bind you serve only to remind you that they drop powerless behind you when you praise him. Now Satan is a liar, and he wants to make us think that we are paupers when he knows we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. Our God works through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For the chain that seems to bind you, it serves only to remind you that they drop our left behind you when you praise. Praise him. Satan is a liar. He wants to make us think that we are paupers when he knows himself we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done. Praise the Lord. Our God works through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. For our God in heaven, praise. Praise the Lord. All the chains that seem to bind you, they serve only to remind you that they drop power left behind you when you praise. Praise me. Praise the Lord. Yes, God works through those who praise him. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God in heaven, praise. Praise the Lord. See all the shame that seems to bind you. They serve only to remind you that they drop power left behind you when you praise. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord, great are you.
Amen, amen, amen. Great are you, Lord. Thank you, Dr. Marika Newville and Brother Matthew Newton for those beautiful songs. Just want to take a few minutes, if I could, just to greet His Eminence Archbishop, Dr. Sidley Mullins, the Pastor Emeritus, Reverend Livingston Gibbs, and certainly your current pastor, Reverend Alvin Newton, in the precious name of Jesus. And to all God's ministering servants, to all God's people, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. I thank God for this ministry and certainly its impact on my life personally over the years. And certainly I want to give God especially thanks for Reverend Livingston Gibbs. As you've heard me said from time to time, he came into my life at a very pivotal point and was more than just a pastor. He was a father in the ministry, helping me to recover, as it were, from the hurt and the pain that I had experienced before. And I thank God and will be eternally grateful to God for him, for his impact on my life way back in 1999, 2000. Praise God. I was given the theme for this anniversary service, Restoration in Time of Crisis. Restoration in Time of Crisis. When I was asked to speak in this anniversary service, a few days later, the Lord woke me up and gave me Judges chapter 6. And so this is where you will focus on and speak to the people of God at 975 Burke Avenue, Holiness Christian Church. So if you would, with me, please turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 6. That's where I will focus on. And the topic that I'd like to give you is, Go in this thy might, have I not sent thee? Go in this thy might, have I not sent thee? Bow your heads with me for a moment of prayer. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, your word declares unto us that the entrance of your word giveth light. And so, Lord Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that even now, as your servant prepares his heart and mind to speak to your children, that self in me would be crucified and that you would be magnified. I pray, O God, that the words of my mouth, even the very meditation of my heart, will be acceptable in your sight. For, Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Bless the hearers of your word, Lord, and help us not to be mere hearers only, but to be doers in particular. As we wait on you, Lord, and we're careful to give you thanks in Jesus' name, and the church says amen. Praise God. Judges chapter 6. It's a familiar passage of scripture for many of us. It speaks of the life of Gideon. It's our introduction to Gideon and what God would do through him. Judges chapter 6. I want to pick up from verse number 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried to the Lord. And it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent the prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, and brought you forth out of the house of bondage, and I have delivered thee out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all that oppressed you, and drave them out from before you, and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in which land ye dwell, but ye have not obeyed my voice. And there came an angel of the Lord, and sat under the oak tree that was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then why is all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and has delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? Praise God. I will stop this. Go in this thy might. Have I not sent thee? Now, when we look at the theme for this anniversary service, Restoration in Time of Crisis, it is important, my brothers and sisters, for us to understand that there cannot be restoration unless something has been lost. There cannot be any restoration unless something has been lost. The psalmist David, when he wrote Psalm 51, was right after he entered into a relationship with a married woman and got her pregnant. And because he got her pregnant, he was hoping to hide the pregnancy by having her husband sleep with her. But that did not happen. What happened was he chose not to. So therefore, David decided the only way I can rectify this problem is kill the man. And he had Bathsheba's husband killed so that he could hide what he did. Now, as a result of that, David sinned not just in sleeping with Bathsheba, but also in killing her husband. And he lost his relationship with God. He lost his way with God. So that's why when he began, he says, Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and according to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. And as we know from the theme verse, when it says, Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. So in order for there to be restoration, there must first be an acknowledgement that I have lost something, that something is missing. And I truly believe, my brothers and sisters, today, the reason why we are in this crisis is because there's something wrong, radically wrong, with the relationship between the church of the living God and God himself. We have lost our way. We have lost our way in our actions, whether it be corporate or whether it be individual. We have lost our way, and we need to be restored. Like the psalmist David, we cry out this morning, Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So we must first acknowledge that there is a problem. We cannot have restoration. If you haven't lost anything, you don't need it to be restored. If you have not lost anything, you do not need it to be restored. So, the old adage is to first get delivered, you have to admit you have a problem. And so it is imperative that the people of God first acknowledge that we have lost our way. Father, we need you to come back and be God over our lives. Father, we need you to come back and be Lord in our lives. The story here in Judges chapter 6, Gideon recognized that Israel had a problem. And it's funny because it initially, as you read, it would not seem as if he did, but there was a problem. The Bible talks about and tells us that Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. So Gideon found himself now threshing wheat to hide it from the Midianites. So there was an issue here with the people of God as the Midianites, in the earlier verses it speaks about that
they encamped against them to destroy everything, every crop that came up, so that Israel had nothing at all. So the problem was they found themselves where everything that they planted, that they sowed, before it even came into fruition, was taken away from them. My brothers and sisters, in this season of our lives, we find ourselves in a crisis where many have lost not just their jobs, but many have lost their lives. Loved ones are still hurting because they have not properly been able to mourn the loss of a loved one. It's not something that is even as dissipated right now. It's still here. It's still as dangerous, as potent as it was at the beginning. So there is a crisis, and we must acknowledge that there is a crisis. But more than just things, more than just substances, we have to also recognize the spiritual implication of what is happening. Our restoration is asking God for a restoration. If, Lord, more than just bring us back to a building, Lord, more than just giving us job, Lord, more than just giving us money, we want a relationship with you. We want you to restore our relationship with you. The psalmist says, restore unto me the joy, the joy, the joy, the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So first, we acknowledge that there is an issue, that there is a crisis. Number two, we must position ourselves where we can have an encounter with God, even if it's an unusual place. We have to position ourselves where we can have an encounter with God, even if it's an unusual place. Now, the Bible tells us that Gideon was here threshing wheat by the winepress. Now, my understanding of the culture is that this is not common for the men. Gideon wasn't supposed to be there, but based on what was happening at the time and the fact that the Midianites would attack at any moment, he was there threshing the wheat so that he could hide it so that his family could have bread or food to eat. My brothers and sisters, in this season, as we find ourselves not gathered together or assembled together where there is unity and strength in one place, we find ourselves at home in our own individual space. It is important, even in that moment, in that place, that we position ourselves so that we can have an encounter with God. We have to position ourselves so that we can have an encounter with God. As Gideon was there threshing, the Bible tells us that the angel of the Lord sat under the tree, and under the oak tree, and that is where Gideon encountered the angel of the Lord, and he greeted him and said unto him, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." So position yourself. And again, don't look at where you are. Don't look at the physical place that you are. Position yourself to have an encounter with God, which leads me into point number three. Your position is not geographical. Your position is not geographical. You should not focus on where you are physically, because that is not how you have an encounter with God. The Bible tells us that even if I made my bed in hell, that the Lord is with me. So it is not positional geographically, but it's spiritually. I have to position myself spiritually to have an encounter with God. because where I am should not have any bearing on my position spiritually in God or my place in God. So my brothers and sisters, do not allow your environment to dictate to you your relationship or your position with God. Don't allow your environment to say, well, I'm not in church, so I'm not going to read my Bible, or I'm not in church, so I'm not going to pray as long. I'm not in church, so I'm not going to seek the face of the Lord. It should have no bearing whatsoever on your position or your place in God. It is imperative in this season, my brothers and sisters, that we come out of this dependency that we have on natural things, on a building, and recognize that God is calling his children to have individual relationship with God. God is calling his children to have individual connection with him so that we can know him and the power of his resurrection. So don't allow your geographical positioning to dictate your place in God. God don't want you to look at your circumstances. God wants you to look at yourself the way that he sees you, your position, your place in him. My position geographically, though I'm in Danbury, I'm right now ministering in the Bronx because that's where God wants me to be. Amen. Praise God. So number four, you must see yourself through the eyes of Almighty God. You must see yourselves through the eyes of Almighty God. In order for there to be restoration, we have to see ourselves through the eyes of Almighty God. Look at the greeting that the angel gave Gideon. He says, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor." What kind of greeting is this? And if you even go no further, you read where Gideon says, "Man, I am the weakest of the weak, weakest of the weakest tribe, and yet still you are calling me mighty man of valor." See yourself through the eyes of Almighty God. What is prevalent today, what we see today, especially from our social media networks and the television, the news, what we see, every single thing that we are bombarded with, I call it devil vision. Devil vision. The news is bad. The pandemic, the economic crisis, the unemployment, the politics, all of it is being portrayed to us through commentaries that don't have any righteousness behind it, that don't have any integrity behind it. It's hard to decipher what is real news and fake news. And so if you allow it, you become overwhelmed. You become depressed. You become anxious. You become fearful. If you allow it to seep into your system, you become people that are so anxious and nervous and scared about what the future will hold. But God says, "No, no, no. You are my sons and my daughter. Hail thou mighty man and woman of valor." I am looking at you in a different perspective. God sees us not the way that the world sees us, but God sees us in a different light. Where the world sees nothing, God sees a great man or woman of God. Where the world sees little, God sees abundance. Where the world sees failure, God sees an overcomer. Where the world sees weakness, God sees the mighty man of valor. So don't look at yourself in the light of how the world sees us. Don't look at yourself in the way that the world views you. See yourself through God's eyes. So number four, if you are in anticipation for restoration in the midst or in a time of crisis, you must see yourself through the eyes of Almighty God. Number five, don't be afraid to question God. Now this right here is a little controversial in most of our religious sects. It's a little controversial because for the most part, I don't know about you, but for the most part in growing up, I was taught that you don't question God. Now let me be clear on this, because the questioning of God here is not questioning his sovereignty. It's not questioning his omniscience. That's not the questioning in which I'm going to reference here now. Because when you do that, you're out of order. You can't question God in terms of his wisdom, in terms of his sovereignty. Who are we to question God? But right here in this, even David himself, but right here in Judges chapter 6, we understand that Gideon presented to God two questions. He says, how can, in verse number 30, Gideon says, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, then, why then has all this befallen us? Why are we going through this? And where are all the miracles which our fathers told us of? So Gideon questioned God, not his sovereignty, not that his wisdom, but he questioned God. He reasoned with God. I like that more. He reasoned with God. He reasoned with God. And the Bible tells us, come now, let us reason together. What God is looking for, my brothers and sisters, is for the church to be restored to that Eden experience where we commune with God. The Bible tells us that God would walk in the cool of the evening and commune with Adam. God is looking for our relationship to be restored to where we can reason, where God can say, come, now let us reason together. I've been saying this for the last few weeks as I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, I want my relationship with you to be like it was with Abraham, like your relationship with Abraham was when you decided to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible tells us that you said, no, wait, let us talk with Abraham. Let us consult our friend Abraham. I want God to view my relationship with him of such that he can talk with me. I can reason with him. God wants to restore our relationship to the extent that we can reason with him. Number six, I got to move on. Number six, then the Lord finally goes on to say, go thou in the might, in this thy might. Go in this thy might. That is found in verse number 14. God's response to the questions that Gideon posed in verse number 13 is found in verse number 14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. I would, if you allow me, my brothers and sisters, to say that this is God's word to Holiness Christian Church of the Bronx. Go in this thy might. And you might ask the question, what is my might, God? What is this might that you're talking about, God? God is saying, in your relationship with me, in your understanding that I am the sovereign God of Israel, that in your understanding that I am God above all other gods, go in this thy might, in this thy understanding that I am the true and living God, and that there is none like unto me. Go in this thy might and deliver and save. Hallelujah. God is calling for the church to be the church. which what the church responsibility is, to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to be a light in our community, to be an example of the believers. God is calling us in this season to be standouts, to be examples, to be beacons of hope, to be those that the people of this world can look upon and say, there is a man of God, there is a woman of God, there are the people of God. Go in this thy might. Have I not sent you? It's time to get off the sidelines and get in the race. It's time to get off the sidelines and get in the race. We are in last days. Don't ask nobody. Don't ask no question. Read your Bible. We are in last days. And it's imperative that you're not a sideline Christian, but that you're up front in the battle, in the race, believer, a child of God that understands and recognizes that any day now, hallelujah, we can go home to be with the Lord. So go in this thy might. You have got to come off the sidelines. You have got to come out of the spirit of complacency and acknowledge that these are the last days and I can't be getting ready. I need to be ready so that whatever God wants to do in me and through me can be done effectively. Number 7, and I will close. Show me a sign that it is you that speaks to me. Show me a sign that it is you that speaks with me. Again, this is one of those things that we don't really talk about or teach. I've heard it saying, a wicked and perverse, quoting Jesus, when he was speaking to the Pharisees, and they said, a wicked and perverse people ask for a sign. That this is not condemnation, my brothers and sisters, to us as believers, as his children. Not at all. Because Gideon here said to the Lord, show me a sign that thou hast talked with me. And if I found grace in verse number 17, and he said unto him, if now I have found grace in thy sign, then shew me a sign that thou speakest, that thou talkest with me. We want to be certain in these days, absolutely certain in these days, that the voice that we are listening to, that the voice that we are following is God's. Can't be on the fence. You can't be uncertain. You want to be absolutely certain that it is you, God, that speaks to me. We want to be absolutely certain that it is you, God, who is talking to me. It is you, God, who is telling me to do this. It is you, God, that is telling me not to go there. It is you, God, that is telling me to walk. It is you, God, that is telling me to run. I have to be sure. I cannot afford to misstep in these days. I cannot afford to walk in error. I have to be certain. And God will do something ridiculous, like shut down an economy for over 6 months and put you out of a job that you thought you could not do without, and then still sustain you and provide for you, so that you will understand that he is God and that he is in control. Show me a sign, hallelujah. Show me a sign, Lord, that it is you that has been speaking with me. And the Bible tells us that after Gideon went and prepared a meal and a sacrifice, that the angel told him to put it on the rock. And the angel touched the rock, or touched the sacrifice, with the end of his staff. And the rock consumed, fire came up from the rock and consumed the sacrifice. And that's when Gideon recognized that he had an encounter with God. And he called that place Jehovah Shalom. Show me a sign, God. Show me a sign that it is you that is speaking with me. My brothers and sisters, in closing, it is imperative that we, as we seek restoration in this time of crisis, it is imperative that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking with us. I don't want the goosebump sermons. I don't want the things that I want to hear, or words that I want to hear, messages that I want to hear. I want the thing that is going to steer me in the direction that God wants me to go, even if it's not pleasant, even if, like David, I am confronted by the prophet and said, "Thou art the man. You are the man who has done this evil." That's what we need. We don't need goosebump sermons. We don't need somebody telling us sweet words. We need the unadulterated, unfiltered gospel of Jesus Christ that calls us out in our mess and tells us when we are wrong and tells us that we are, it's the result of these things is a result of our sin, because Israel has forsaken God, because the people of God have forsaken God. We are in this crisis because we have lost sight of God. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me, Lord, with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Recognize that there's a crisis. Position yourself so that you can have an encounter with God. Don't allow where you are to impact your walk with God. See yourself the way God sees you. Don't be afraid to question or reason with God, and go in this thy might. For God will give you a sign that you have had an encounter with him. On the behalf of myself and the entire Redeeming Life Christian Center Church family, we want to once again congratulate the Holiness Christian Church on 29 years of service. We are just starting out, but we are endeavoring by God's grace to do what you have done and have an impact on lives in and around our community. I'm going to leave you with this declaration that we close with every Sunday in our service. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come in abundance to you, so that you may always, under all circumstances, regardless of the need, have complete sufficiency in everything, being completely self-sufficient in him, and have an abundance for every good work and every act of charity, both now and always. And if you believe and receive it, you say amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Dr. Newton, for the word of encouragement to us today. I trust that those of us who have listened would give heed to what we have heard, lest at any time we should allow them to slip from us. Go in this thy might. This is not the time for the church to say, "I have no power, I have no strength, I have no might." Prophet Isaiah said, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God has provided the wherewithal that as a church we can go in this or my. As he said, have not I sent thee? I trust that today such a blessing that we have heard from God through his servant, go in this thy might. And when we examine the things that he said, if we have come short, if we have been sitting on the sidelines, it's time for us to get in front, to be up front, and to take the message, the redeeming message of Jesus Christ to the lost world. Thank you again, Dr. Newton, and I also just want to say thanks to everybody that participated in our service today. Thanks for the moderators, thanks for those who have read the scriptures, and everyone, as I said, who have participated, and thank you all for coming, for sharing, for listening. Thanks for our members, thanks to our visitors and our well-wishers. And most of all, we could not have reached 29 years without a beginning. There had to be a starting point. And we pause today as we give God thanks, as we celebrate. We must give thanks to God for the one who he has called 30 years or so ago to establish this ministry. Thanks to our founding pastor emeritus, Reverend Livingston Gibbs, Mr. Gibbs, other members of the family and friends who have stood with him from the beginning and is still standing, and also for those who have joined in at a later date and you are still standing, we give God thanks for you. Give God thanks for the bishop and the archbishop who are there always, always giving us words of encouragement and support in this ministry. We thank them. We thank Bishop Johnson. We thank everybody this day for making this day what it is. And may God continue to be with us, to strengthen us, so that we be encouraged to go in this God's might and never be afraid, but continue to lift up the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We couldn't have closed this service without a song, a hymn that is a favorite of our founding pastor. He always want to sing this song, and it is, "To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. Who is dead is life an atonement for sin, and open the life's gate that all may go in. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and greater rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater 'twill be, our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he hath done. So, Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for being with us over the years that we can celebrate today your goodness, your grace, your mercies, your faithfulness. Without you, Lord, we would not have achieved what has been achieved, and we can declare with certainty that we have come thus far by faith, leaning on you, trusting in you, and you never fail, and you will never fail us. We continue to depend on you, Lord, for the years to come, or the time to come that you have lent us here to labor in this vineyard. Bless each and every one, Lord. Thank you for the members, for the friends, for the visitors. Thank you for the well-wishers. I pray your blessing upon everyone that have heard your words today, Lord. As we wait on you, we say thanks in Jesus' name. No one to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Go in this thy might. Have not I sent you? God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day and week, and may God's presence be with us always. In Jesus' name, thank you all.